بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. These classes are sadaqa jariya for the spirit of my husband Muhammad, and I will do the dua for him at the beginning of the class. O Allah, forgive Muhammad and have mercy on him, pardon him and give him peace, and be generous with him. O Allah, make his grave part of the paradise. O Allah, give him an abode better than his home and a family better than his family. O Allah, Muhammad is under your care and protection, so protect him from the trials of the grave and torment of the hellfire, and forgive him and have mercy on him. O Allah, make Muhammad among the dwellers of the paradise and make the paradise his final destination.
Inshallah, we continue to learn about the perfect 99 names of Allah. And today, inshallah, we will learn about the names of Allah related to the worldly life and to the life after this. And we will start with the first name, which is Al-Ba'is. I want you to repeat it with me. Al-Ba'is. Al-Ba'is.
Al-Ba'is.
Yes, Al-Ba'is. Al-Ba'is. Al-Ba'is is the one who resurrects the resurrector, the one who awakens the dead. Okay? So the root is Ba'asa. Ba'asa is to raise up from sleep or death, to resurrect and to awaken. This term, Al-Ba'is, the resurrector, was not mentioned in the Holy Quran, but its meaning is mentioned in the Holy Quran in many verses of the Quran, which we will recite it now to have a clear idea about the meaning of the name of Allah, Al-Ba'is, the resurrector, the one who resurrects and awakens the dead. We will recite now from Surah number 16, verse number 38. Surah number 16, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 38. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وأقسموا بالله جهد أيمانهم لا يبعث الله من يموت بلى وعدا عليه حقا ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And they swear by Allah their strongest oaths that Allah will not raise up him who dies. Yes, he will raise them up, a promise binding upon him in truth, but most of mankind know not.
Okay. So Allah the Almighty is clarifying that Allah, this is a promise from Allah that Allah will raise them after this. Now we will recite from Surah number 23, Surah Al-Mu'minun, from verse 12 to verse 16. Surah number 23, and we will recite from verse 12 to verse 16. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد خلقنا الإنسان من سلالة من طين ثم جعلناه نطفة في قرار مكين ثم خلقنا النطفة علقة فخلقنا العلقة مضغة فخلقنا المضغة عظاما فكسونا العظام لحما ثم أنشأناه خلقا آخر فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين ثم إنكم بعد ذلك لميتون ثم إنكم يوم القيامة تبعثون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And indeed we created man Adam out of the extract of clay, water, and earth. Thereafter we made him the offspring of Adam as a nutfah, mixed drops of the male and female sexual discharge, and lodged it in a safe lodging womb of the woman. Then we made the nutfah into a clot, a piece of thickened coagulated blood, and we made the clot into a little lump of flesh. Then we made out of that little lump of flesh bones, and we clothed the bones with flesh, and then we brought it forth as another creation. So blessed is Allah, the best of creators. After that, surely you will die. Then again, surely you will be resurrected on the day of resurrection.
Okay. Now we will recite from Surah number 39, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة الزمر verse number 68 to know about Allah the resurrector al-ba'ith the one who awakens the dead بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونفخ في الصور فصعق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله ثم نفخ فيه أخرى فإذا هم قيام ينظرون.
And the trumpet will be blown, and all who are in the heavens and all who are on the earth will swoon away except him who Allah wills. Then it will be blown a second time, and behold, they will be standing, looking on, waiting.
We will recite now, inshallah, from Surah number 64, verse number 7, to know more about Allah, al-ba'ith, the resurrector, and to be sure that the day of resurrection will come, inshallah, according to the appointed time by Allah, the one who knows everything. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. زعم الذين كفروا أن لن يبعثوا قل بلى وربي لتبعثن ثم لتنبؤن بما عملتم وذلك على الله يسير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The disbelievers pretend that they will never be resurrected for the account. Say, O Muhammad, صلى الله عليه وسلم, yes, by my Lord, you will certainly be resurrected. Then you will be informed of and recompensed for what you did. And that is easy for Allah.
So actually, sisters, from these verses of the Quran, we learn about the name of Allah, Al-Ba'ith, the resurrector. And we know that Allah is the one who resurrects, and the day of resurrection is sure to come, inshallah. Now we will learn about the second name of Allah related to the day of judgment, which is the Al-Muhsi. I want you to say with me, Al-Muhsi is the accountant or the reckoner. Okay, the accountant or the reckoner, the one who registers and records every deed and thought. The one who registers and records every deed and thought, the one who comprehends everything. Al-Muhsi is the one who comprehends everything, and the root is Hasiya, to recon, to register, to record, to comprehend. This term was not mentioned in the Holy Quran, but its meaning was mentioned in many verses of the Quran related. The meaning related to the fact that Allah is the one who comprehends everything and records everything. We will recite now from Surah number 18, verse number 49. Surah number 18, verse number 49, to know about Allah, Al-Muhsi, the accountant, the reckoner. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. سورة number 18 verse number بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 49 ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the book, one's record will be placed in the right hand for a believer in the oneness of Allah, and in the left hand for a disbeliever in the oneness of Allah. And you will see the mujrimun, criminals and sinners, fearful of that which is recorded therein. They will say, woe to us! What sort of book is this that leaves neither a small thing nor a big thing, but has recorded it with numbers? And they will find all that they did placed before them, and your Lord treats no one with injustice.
Okay. We will recite also, sisters, regarding the name of Allah, Al-Muhsi, the reckoner, from Surah number 19, Surah Maryam. We will recite from verse 93 to verse 95. Surah number 19 from 93 to 95. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In kullu man fi al-samawati wal-ardi illa ati ar-Rahman abda. Laqad ahsahum wa'addahum adda. Wa kulluhum atihi yawm al-qiyamati farda.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There is none in the heavens and the earth that comes unto the most gracious Allah as a slave. Verily he knows each one of them, and has counted them a full counting. And every one of them will come to him alone on the day of resurrection, without any helper or protector or defender.
We will recite now from Surah number 36. Surah number 36, verse number 12. Surah number 36. Surah Yasin, verse number 12. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna nahnu nuhyi al-mawta wa naktubu ma qaddamu wa atharahum wa kulla shay'in ahsaynahu fi imamin mubin.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verily we give life to the dead and record that which they sinned before them and their traces. And all things we have recorded with numbers as a record and a clear book.
This is the fact that Allah the Almighty is informing us about it. All things Allah is saying have been recorded with numbers as a record in a clear book. This is Allah the accountant. This is Allah the reckoner. We will recite now from Surah number 58. Surah number 58. Surah Al-Mujadala, verse number 6. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yawma yab'athuhumullahu jami'a. Yawma yab'athuhumullahu jami'a. Fayunabbi'uhum bima amilu. Ahsahu Allahu wa nasuh. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in shaheed.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. On that day when Allah will resurrect them all together on the day of resurrection and inform them of what they did, Allah has kept account of it while they have forgotten it, and Allah is witness over all things.
This is the fact which we must always remember regarding the name of Allah, the Reckoner. Allah is clarifying that on the day of judgment when Allah will resurrect all the human beings and Allah will inform them of what they did, because Allah has kept account of everything which they have forgotten it. We will recite now from Surah number 72, Surah Al-Jinn, verse number 28. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ليعلم أن قد أبلغوا رسالات ربهم وأحاط بما لديهم وأحصى كل شيء عددا.
72 verse 28.
Surah 72, last verse of the
Surah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He Allah protects them, the messengers, till He sees that they, the messengers, have conveyed the messages of their Lord Allah, and He surrounds all that which is with them. And He, Allah, keeps count of all things. He knows the exact number of everything.
This is the meaning of the name of Allah, Al-Muhsi, the Reckoner, the Accountant. It is the meaning is that He keeps count of all things. He knows the exact number of everything. We will learn now, inshallah, about the name of Allah, Al-Mubdi'. Al-Mubdi' is the originator. Al-Mubdi' is the originator, the beginner, the one who is the originator of all the creation, the founder of the creation, the one who initiates all creation. Bada'a, the root is bada'a, to begin, to create, to invent, to do first. And the term is not mentioned in the Holy Quran, but its meaning is mentioned in Surah number 32, verse from 7 to 9. Surah number 32, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah al-Sajda, and verse from 7 to 9. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 32 from 7 to 9 الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين ثم جعل نسله من سلالة من ماء مهين ثم سواه ونفخ فيه من روحه وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون.
Who made everything, he has created good, and he began the creation of man from clay. Then he made his offspring from semen and despised water, male and female sexual discharge. Then he fashioned him in due proportion and breathed into him the soul created by Allah for that person. And he gave you hearing, ears, sight, eyes, and hearts. Little is the thanks that you give.
So actually, sisters, in verse number 7, this is the meaning of the name of Allah, Al-Mubdi', the originator, the beginner. Allah said he began the creation of man from the clay. This is the beginner, this is Al-Mubdi', this is the originator. We will learn now the name of Allah, which is the opposite of the originator or the beginner. It is the recreator, the restorer, the reviver, Allah Al-Mu'id. Al-Mu'id is the one who restores all that has been created. Okay, Al-Mubdi is the one who is the originator and the founder of the creation. Al-Mu'id is the one who restores and repeats all that has been created. And the root, this is Al-Mu'id, I want you to say
Al-Mu'id.
Yes. And the opposite is Al-Mubdi. Yes. Now regarding Al-Mu'id, the root is Awada. To repeat, to restore, to renew. And actually these two names, Al-Mubdi' and Al-Mu'id, the originator and the recreator, they are always mentioned together in the verses of the Quran, which we will recite now. And we will start from verse number 21, surah number 21, verse number 104, to learn about the two names of Allah, Al-Mubdi', Al-Mu'id, the originator, the recreator. Surah number 21, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 104, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يوم نطوي السماء كطي السجل للكتب كما بدأنا أول خلق نعيده وعدا علينا إنا كنا فاعلين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And remember the day when we shall roll up the heaven like a scroll rolled up for books, and we begin the first creation, we shall repeat it. It is a promise binding upon us. Truly, we shall do it.
So in this verse of the Quran, Allah is mentioning that as we began the first creation, this is the name of Allah, Al-Mubdi', the beginner, we shall repeat it. This is the name of Allah, Al-Mu'id, the recreator, the reviver. We will recite. So this means that the meaning of these two names was mentioned in this verse of the Quran. We will recite now from Surah number 29, Surah Al-Ankabut. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 19. To learn about these two names of Allah, Al-Mubdi', Al-Mu'id, the originator, the beginner, and the recreator. Surah number 29, verse number 19. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَيْفَ يُبْدِئُ اللَّهُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. See they not how Allah originates the creation, then repeats it? Really, that is easy for Allah.
So actually, sisters, in this verse of the Quran, verse Surah number 29, verse number 19, Allah is mentioning about His two names, the originator and the recreator, because Allah said that Allah originates the creation, then repeats it. Verily, it is easy for Allah. We will recite now again about these two names of Allah, Al-Mubdi, Al-Mu'id, the recreator, the originator, the beginner, from Surah number 30. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 30, Surah Al-Rum, verse number 27. Verse number 27, and we can observe that Allah is always mentioning these two facts, that He is the one who begins or who began the creation, and He is the one who will recreate again the creation, the Al-Mubdi, Al-Mu'id, the beginner, the recreator. Surah number 30, verse number 27. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو الذي يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده وهو أهون عليه وله المثل الأعلى في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And He it is who originates the creation, then it will repeat it. Then He will repeat it after it has been perished. And this is easier for Him. His is the highest description. None has the right to be worshipped but He, and there is nothing comparable unto Him in the heavens and the earth. And He is the Almighty, the All-Wise.
Again, sisters, Allah is mentioning the fact that He is the originator of the creation, and He will repeat it, and Allah is clarifying that repetition is more easy than the first creation. Allah is mentioning that it is easier for Him to repeat, as He was the one who originates the creation. Now we will learn about the name of Allah, the next name of Allah related to the life and death, which is Al-Muhyi. I want you to say it three times together. Al-Muhyi, Al-Muhyi, Al-Muhyi. Al-Muhyi is the bestower of life, the reviver, the one who can bring something to life, the one who creates life. Al-Muhyi is the one who creates life, and the root is Hayy, Hayy, to live, to revive, to be living. This name, Al-Muhyi, is mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah number 41, verse number 39. Surah number 41. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah Fussilat. Surah number 41, verse number 39. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ومن آياته أنك ترى الأرض خاشعة فإذا أنزلنا عليها الماء اهتزت وربت إن الذي أحياها لمحيي الموتى إنه على كل شيء قدير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And among his signs is this, that you see the earth barren, but when we send down rain water to it, it is stirred to life and grown of vegetations. Verily, He who gives it life surely is able to give life to the day on the day of resurrection. Indeed, He is able to do all things.
So Allah the Almighty mentioned in this verse of the Quran, Allah al-Muhyi, Allah the Reviver, He mentioned that He is the one who gives life to the dead. This is the meaning of Al-Muhyi, the one who gives life to the dead. The next name of Allah, which is related to the day, life and death, is Al-Mumit. Actually, I want you to say with me, sister, three times, Al-Mumit.
Al-Mumit.
Al-Mumit. Al-Mumit.
Al-Mumit.
Al-Mumit. Al-Mumit is opposite to Al-Muhyi. Al-Muhyi, Al-Mumit. Al-Mumit is the life taker, the creator of death. So Al-Muhyi is the bestower of life. The opposite is the creator of death, Al-Mumit. Al-Muhyi, Al-Mumit, the one who renders the living dead. Okay, actually he is the one who determines the time of death for every living creature, and the root is my maut or might, to die, to pass away. In the Holy Quran, it is always the name and its opposite to be mentioned together in one verse of the Quran to clarify the glory of Allah, the Almighty. He is the one who gives life and he is the one who creates death. We will recite now some of the verses of the Quran where the meaning related to give life and to create death. Al-Muhyi, Al-Mumit, the bestower of life, the creator of death. These two names are mentioned by their meaning together in the following verses of the Quran. We will start with Surah number 7, verse number 23 and 24. Before recitation of these verses, sisters, you can ask why Allah is mentioning these two opposite names or these two opposite meanings together in one verse of the Quran. Allah is mentioning these two opposite meanings in one verse of the Quran, in the same verse of the Quran, so that it will be clear for all of us regarding the belief in the day of resurrection. Allah can give life, Allah can cause death. Allah is the one who creates life, and he is the one also who creates death, so that the belief in death, the belief in the life after death, will be clear to every one of us. We will recite from Surah number 7, verse number 23 and 24. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 7, but verse number 23, 24 and 25. 23, 4 and 5. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قال ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين قال اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين قال فيها تحيون وفيها تموتون ومنها تخرجون.
They said, Our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. If you forgive us not and bestow not on us your mercy, we shall certainly be of the losers. Allah said, Get down, one of you is an enemy to the other, Adam, Hawa, Eve, and Shaitan. On earth will be a dwelling place for you and an enjoyment for a time. He said, Therein you shall live and therein you shall die. And from it you shall be brought out, resurrected.
Okay. So this is the life and the death and the resurrection. Okay, so he is Allah, the one who brings something to life or creates life, and the one who creates death. We will recite now from Surah number 29, verse number 57, to know about death. And to be sure that death is the end of every living creature, because Allah is the creator of death as he is the creator or the bestower of life. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Kullu nafsin zaiqatul maut. Thumma ilayna turja'oon.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Everyone shall taste death, then unto us you shall be resurrected, returned.
Okay. Now we will recite from Surah number 36, Surah Yasin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 36, verse number 77. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will recite 77, 78, and 79. 77, 78 and 79, Surah number 36. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Does not man see what we have created him from, nutfa, mixed male and female sexual discharge, semen drops? Yet behold, he stands forth as an open opponent. And he puts forth for us a parable and forgets his own creation. He says, who will give life to these bones after they are rotten and have become dust? Say, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he will give life to them who created them for the first time, and he is the all-knower of every creation.
Okay, so this is actually sister, the verses of the Quran related to the fact that Allah is the one who gives life and the one who creates death. Now we will recite again from Surah number 44, verse number 8, to know that Allah is the one, Al-Muhyi, Al-Mumit, the bestower of life, the creator of death. Life and death are only up to Allah, Al-Muhyi, Al-Mumit. لا إله إلا هو يحيي ويميت ربكم ورب آبائكم الأولين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا إله إلا هو. None has the right to be worshipped but He. It is He who gives life and causes death, and your Lord and the Lord of your forefathers.
Okay. So actually, sister, in this verse of the Quran, Allah, the Al-Muhyi, Al-Mumid, the bestower of life, the creator of death, is clarifying that none has the right to be worshipped but He, the one who gives life and causes death, your Lord, Allah, the Almighty. Now, sisters, inshallah, today we will learn about the belief in the last day, the belief in the Day of Judgment. And we must remember that faith or belief in Islam means to believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, the decree, the good and the bad of it, and to believe in the last day, the Day of Resurrection. And if you believe in the Day of Resurrection, so you must believe in the names of Allah related to the Day of Resurrection, which we are learning today, Al-Ba'ith, the Resurrector, Al-Mu'id, the Recreator, Al-Muhyi, the Reviver, and Al-Mumit, the Life Taker. Inshallah, today we will learn about the Day of Resurrection, and we will learn about the importance of the belief of the Day of Resurrection. Let us first recite from the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, from Surah number 22, verse from 1 to 7, so that inshallah it will be clear to us about our journey in this worldly life and the second part of our journey, which will start inshallah after the Day of Resurrection. Surah number 22, Surah Al-Hajj, we will start from verse 1 to verse 7. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد ومن الناس من يجادل في الله بغير علم ويتبع كل شيطان مريد كتب عليه أنه من تولاه فأنه يضله ويهديه إلى عذاب السعير يا أيها الناس إن كنتم في ريب من البعث فإنا خلقناكم من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم من علقة ثم من مضغة مخلقة وغير مخلقة لنبين لكم ونقر في الأرحام ما نشاء إلى أجل مسمى ثم نخرجكم طفلا ثم لتبلغوا أشدكم ومنكم من يتوفى ومنكم من يرد إلى أرض أفضل العمر لكي لا يعلم من بعد علم شيئا وترى الأرض هامدة فإذا أنزلنا عليها الماء اهتزت وربت وأنبتت من كل زوج بهيج ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأنه يحيي الموتى وأنه على كل شيء قدير وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها وأن الله يبعث من في القبور.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. O mankind, fear your Lord and be dutiful to Him. Verily, the earthquake of our judgment is a terrible thing. The day you shall see it, every nursing mother will forget her nursling, and every pregnant one will drop her load. And you shall see mankind as a drunken state, yet they will not be drunken, but severe will be the torment of Allah. And among mankind is he who disputes concerning Allah without knowledge, and follows every rebellious, disobedient to Allah, shaitan, devil, devoid of every kind of good. For him, the devil, it is decreed that whosoever follows him, he will mislead him, and then will drive him to a torment of the fire. O mankind, if you are in doubt about the resurrection, then verily we have created you, Adam, from dust, then from a nutfa mixed drops of male and female sexual discharge, then from a clot, a piece of thick coagulated blood, then from a little lump of flesh, some formed and some unformed, as in the case of miscarriage, that we may make clear to you, to show you our power and ability to do what we will, and we will cause whom we will to remain in the wombs for an appointed time or term. Then we bring you out as infants, then give you growth, that you may reach your age as full strength. And among you there is he who dies young, and among you there is he who is brought back to the miserable old age, so that he knows nothing after having known, and you see the earth barren, that when we send down water, rain on it, it is stirred to life, and it swells and puts forth every lovely kind of growth. That is because Allah, He is the truth, and it is He who gives life to the dead, and it is He who is able to do all things. And surely the hour is coming, there is no doubt about it, and certainly Allah will resurrect those who are in the graves.
Actually, sisters, in these 7 verses of the Quran, Allah the Almighty, Allah Al-Muhyi Al-Mumit, Allah is the one who is actually giving us the life, and Allah is the one who is creating this, is teaching us and informing us about the whole of our life. How our life is starting, how He is giving us the life. We are babies, we grow up, then we become old. Some of us die at young age, some of us die at old age, but all of us will die, and then all of us will be resurrected, and all of us, inshallah, will be judged by Him on the Day of Judgment. This is Allah, Al-Mubdi, Al-Mu'id. If we try to look Al-Mubdi, Al-Mubdi is the originator of all creation. Al-Mu'id, the one who restores and repeats that which has been created. Allah Al-Muhyi, the bestower of life. Allah Al-Mumit, the creator of this. Allah Al-Ba'ith, the one who resurrects. And Allah Al-Muhsi, the one who records every deed. This is the reality of our worldly life, which every one of us must remember all the time. Worldly life is short, and then it will be the Day of Judgment, and then it will be the paradise and the hellfire. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, when any one of you dies, he is shown his place both in the morning and in the evening. If he is one of the people of the paradise, he is shown his place in it. And if he is from the people of the hellfire, he is shown his place in it. Then it will be said to him, this is your place until Allah resurrects you on the Day of Resurrection. The belief in the Day of Judgment means to believe that this is certain, resurrection is certain, judgment is certain, paradise and hellfire are certain. Now inshallah we will read one of the hadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, which is clarifying the final destination for the believers and the final destination for those whom they are not following the right path. Let us read this hadith because it is very important to know this hadith, to remember it while we are learning about life and life after death, inshallah. Read it now, sister. We will recite one of a hadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, which is related to what will happen at the minute of death for every one of us. Let us, inshallah, learn the hadith and know its meaning.
We went out with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to a burial of a man from the Ansar until we arrived at the grave, and he still had not been placed in the slot of the grave. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat down and went, and we sat around him, and you would have thought that birds were upon our heads from our silence. And in the hand of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a stick which he was poking the ground with. Then he started looking at the sky and looking at the earth and looking up down three times. Then he said to us, ask Allah for refuge from the grave. He repeated this command two or three times. Then he said, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the torment of the grave three times. Then he said, verily, the believing servant, when leaving this life and journeying to the hereafter, angels will descend upon him. Their faces will be white as if they were suns. They will have with them a shroud, kafan, from the shroud of paradise, and an embowelment, hanut, from the embowelment of heaven. Then they will sit with eyes shut of him. Then the angel of death, peace be upon him, will come and sit at his head and will say, O you virtuous soul, come out to a forgiveness and a pleasure from your Lord. So it will come out as a drop comes out of the mouth of a jug with ease. Then he will take it, not leaving it in his hand for longer than a blink of an eye, until they, he and the other angels, have placed it in that shroud and that embalmment. And there will emanate from it a smell like that of the most sweet-smelling musk on the face of the earth. Then they shall ascend with it, and they shall not pass with it by any group of angels, but they will say, what is this good and sweet-smelling soul? Then they shall say to them, he is such, the son of such, choosing the best of the names he used to be called in this life. Until they reach the lowest sky, then they shall ask permission to enter, and they shall be granted entry, until they end at the seventh heaven sky. Then Allah, exalted and high, shall say, write the book of my servant in Ilin. And what will explain to you what Elin is? Elin, there is... Elin. There is a register fully inscribed to which bear witness those nearest to Allah. See chapter 83, verse 18. And his book will be written in Elin. Is that right?
Elin.
And these shall be said, return him to the earth, for I promised them, I have created them from it, and into it I shall return them, and from it I shall extract, resurrect them a second time. Chapter 20, verse 55. So he is returned to earth, and his soul is returned to his body. He said, and he will hear the footsteps of his friends who buried him when they leave him. Then two severe angels shall come and terrify him, and sit him up next to them, and shall ask him, who is your Lord? He shall reply, my Lord is Allah. Then they shall ask him, what is your religion? He shall answer them, my religion is Islam. Then they shall ask him, who is this man who was sent amongst you? He will reply, he is a messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him. Then they shall ask him, what have you done? He shall reply, I read the book of Allah, then I believed in it and accepted it. The angel will terrify him and ask him, who is your Lord? What is your religion? Who is your prophet? And this will be the last trial on earth for the believer. It is then when Allah says, Allah will establish in strength those who believe with the word that stands firm in this world. So he will answer, My Lord is Allah, my religion is Islam, and my prophet is Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then a caller will call from the sky, My slave has spoken the truth, so spread out for him from the heaven, and clothe him from the heaven, and open a door for him from the heaven within his grave, so its goodness and its smell will come unto him. Then his grave will be expanded for him as far as he can see. Then a man will come to him. His face will be handsome, and his clothes will be handsome, and his smell will be sweet. Then he shall say unto him, I bring you glad tidings of that which you will make you happy. Rejoice with the pleasure of Allah and delights that endure. This is the day that you are promised. Chapter 46, verse 16. Then he will say, And may Allah give you glad tidings. Who are you? For your face is the face of someone who comes with good news. He shall reply, I am your good deeds. By Allah, I did not know of you, but that you were quick to the obedience of Allah and slow to his disobedience. So may Allah reward you good. Then he shall say, My Lord, bring the hour so that I might return to my family and my wealth. It will be said to him, Be tranquil. He, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, And the disbelieving transgressor, wicked servant, if he is leaving this life and journeying to the hereafter, then angels will descend upon him. Their faces will be black. They have with them a coarse woolen fabric, sackcloth, made of fire. Then they will sit within eyeshot of him. Then the angels of death, then the angel of death will come and sit at his head and will say, O you wicked soul, come out to an anger from your Lord and a fury from him. So it will be distributed.
His spirit will be distributed.
Okay.
Distributed his spirit.
So his spirit will be distributed, spread out throughout his body. Then it will be ripped away as a skewer spit it ripped out of a damp cotton. And in its way out will tear and cut the nerves and blood vessels. And then he will be cursed by all the angels between the earth and the sky, and by all the angels in the sky. And the gates of heaven are closed. There is no gate in the heaven, but its people supplicate that the wicked soul shall not be ascended to their side. Then he will take it, the soul, not leaving it in his hand for longer than a blink of an eye, until they have placed it in that sackcloth. And there will emanate from it a stench like that of the most evil-smelling corpse on the face of the earth. Then they shall ascend with it, and they shall not pass with it by a group of angels, but they will say, What is this wicked soul? Then they shall say to them, He is such the son of such, choosing the most hated of the names he used to be called in this life. Until they reach the lowest heaven, sky, then they shall ask permission to enter, and they shall not be granted entry. Then the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recited, The doors of the sky are not open to them, nor shall they enter heaven until the camel passes through the eye of the needle. Chapter 7, verse 40. Then Allah, exalted and high, shall say, Write the book of my servant in Sijin. Chapter 83, verse 7, in the lowest earth, then will be said, Return my slave to the earth, for I promised them, I have created them from it, and into it I shall return them, and from it I shall extract, resurrect them a second time. Chapter 20, verse 55. Then his soul shall be taken away from the sky with a mighty hurl until it is cast into his body. Then he, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read, And those who associate partners with Allah, they are as one who falls from the sky, then is snatched by the birds or is cast by the wind into a very low place. Chapter 22, verse 31. Then his soul shall be returned into his body. He, the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Verily he will hear the footsteps of his friends who buried him when they leave him. Then two harsh, severe, and fearsome angels shall come and terrify him and sit him up and shall ask him, Who is your Lord? He shall reply, Huh? Huh? This is an expression of sorrow. I don't know. Then they shall ask him, what is your religion? He shall answer them, huh? Huh? I don't know. Then they shall ask him, who is this man who was sent among you? He will reply, huh? Huh? I don't know. I heard people saying that. He, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, and then I will be said to him, don't ever know and don't ever recite. Then a caller will call from the sky, my slave has spoken falsely, so spread out for him from the hellfire and open a door for him from the hellfire within his grave. So its heat and hot wind will come unto him. Then his grave will be contracted upon him until his limbs are caught up among one another. Then a man will come to him, his face will be ugly, and his clothes will be ugly, and his smell will be vile. Then he shall say unto him, I bring you tidings of that which will harm you. This is the day that you are promised. Chapter 70, verse 44. Then he will say, and you, may Allah give you bad tidings. Who are you? For your face is the face of someone who comes with evil. He shall reply, I am your evil deeds. By Allah, I did not know of you, but that you were quick to disobedience of Allah and slow to his obedience. So may Allah reward you bad, and then will be assigned to him a blind, deaf, and mute person who holds in his hand a hammer. If a mountain is hit with it, it will disintegrate, and he will beat him with it until he becomes dust. And then Allah will render him to his initial form, and he will beat him again. And he, the wicked, will cry of sorrow and pain, a cry that will be heard by all creatures except humans and jinn. And a door of the hell will be opened unto him within his grave, and he will spread out for him sheets of hellfire. Then he shall say, my Lord, do not bring the hour.
I believe that Allah is the most merciful, and inshallah, on the direction of the Day of Judgment, inshallah, Allah will shower all of us with His mercy. But this is the hadith which is related to what will happen at the time of death, and only Allah knows, you know, about this hadith. You know, this is what is mentioned. But at least, you know, it is a warning for every one of us to try to obey Allah the Almighty as we can. But who are the one whom Allah will, you know, open for them the gate of the paradise, and whom are the ones whom Allah will open for them the gate of the hell? Only Allah knows. You know, none of us has the right to judge anyone. I am not supposed to say, you know, so-and-so sister was all the time praying, and I think that, no, you don't think, nobody knows, because it is up to our intention, it is up to our, you know, reality, sincerity with Allah the Almighty, it is up to the scale of Allah the Almighty. So every one of us must be worried. You know, I must be worried that maybe I am from the other group. Nobody has the right to say, I am sure I am from the first group. None of us, and it is up to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who said, it is up to when your soul is about to leave your body, you must be sure that you don't know where is your final destination. You know, none is supposed to say, I was a good servant to Allah for all my life, so I am sure, inshallah, that I will be in the paradise. This is wrong, related to the belief in the Day of Judgment. Every one of us must be worried and must have fear that nobody knows what is the end of our life. There are people whom they are so close to Allah from outside, and Allah only knows their intention, and on the Day of Judgment they will be in the hellfire. This is according to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And there are other people whom from outside we can judge them that they are not close to Allah or obeying Allah. And only Allah the Almighty knows that they will be in the paradise, because it is up to the intention, it is up to sincerity, it is up to the relation between the servant and his Lord only. So none can judge anyone, and none can say that I have a guarantee that I am one of the people of the paradise, because none is sure that 1 minute before death, maybe some people will change their mind. You know, this is known that someone, as Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, there is a man who was obeying Allah all his life until close to his death, you know, he started not to obey Allah, he is in the hellfire. Another man who was not obeying Allah a long time of his life, but before his death, short time, he became a sincere believer in Allah, and he will be in the paradise. So as believers in the oneness of Allah and in the Day of Judgment, we are not supposed to guarantee our final destination or the final destination of anyone, but we are supposed to be all the time having the fear that I am not sure about my destination. I must obey Allah day and night until, inshallah, the minute of my death will come. This is number one. And number two, we are not supposed to believe that that person is not good, this person is not good. This is none of our business. This is not the business of any human being on the earth. This is something between every human being and his Lord. So I'm just clarifying to you, these sisters, because there are some Muslims whom they believe that they are so close to Allah, so inshallah I am one of the people of the paradise. This is not up to you at all. This is up to the one who will judge on the Day of Judgment. Those people whom they believe that they are the people of the paradise, they always believe that so and so sister is not from the people of the paradise. So, and this is wrong. Okay, and I tell you, sisters, if you fear the Day of Judgment in reality, focus on yourself. Don't say a word, because in Islam you may say one word, only one word, and this word will take you down 70 miles in the hellfire. One word. Especially the words which are related to judging other Muslims. Okay, it is none of my business. My business is Mona. And then my daughters, and my husband, my family, my parents, my sister. Okay, those are the people whom I have all my attention regarding calling them to obey Allah. Someone will come and tell me, what do you think of that sister? I tell, may Allah guide her. Maybe she's better than me. Because nobody knows, you know, the sincerity and the intention of others at all. Okay, sisters, I am clarifying to you this after we know about
may
this.
May Allah guide us and them.
Yes, this is very important. And I tell you, Daniel, you must have these good feelings to every human being. May Allah guide us. May Allah guide everyone. Because we want everyone, inshallah, to be in the paradise. We want everyone, as Muslims, as true believers in Allah, the most important is to have a clean heart regarding every human being. And Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, you cannot be a true believer except when you like for others what you want for yourself or what you like for yourself. So if I want to be in the paradise, I must have the same feelings for everyone. Okay, I must have a clean heart. Okay, don't have any bad feeling towards any human being. Okay, because Allah is the one who will judge us. We are all equal, we are all servants, we are all, you know, servants to Allah, and we are all actually in the test of the worldly life. No one can guarantee the success, sisters, believe me. I knew a sister whom she was very close to Allah, so close to Allah. But it happened that she was divorced from her husband and she has some pressure in her life and she turned upside down. After a few months, she had cancer and she died. You see, and it was a story for everyone to learn that don't guarantee your relation with Allah for 1 minute. All the time had the fear that, oh Allah, I want to obey you. Oh Allah, help me. Oh Allah, guide me. Oh Allah, support me. And all the human beings. Okay, now in summary, we learn about the benefits of the belief in the Day of Resurrection. Okay, is number one, sister, to have your goal in the worldly life, the paradise. When someone will tell you, what is your goal in the worldly life? You want to be a pediatrician, you want to be very rich, you want to marry and to have a kid. If you believe in the day of resurrection, in reality, sister, you must say, my goal is the paradise. Okay, because this is a test, short time, and I believe in the life after death. Allah clarified to us, Allah al-mubdi, al-mu'id, al-muhyi, al-mumit, al-ba'ith, al-muhsi, clarified to us that the hereafter is more better for the believer. So my goal in this worldly life is very simple, the paradise. If you have your goal, the paradise, this will make you to hasten to do the good deeds, looking for the reward, which is the paradise. This means that you will try to obey all the commands of Allah and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every and each step you take in your life. When you believe in the day of resurrection, sisters, you will have all your attention, and the most priority is obeying the commands of Allah. When you obey Allah, you will be happy. When you don't obey Allah, you will be sad. Today, if you wake up to pray Fajr prayer, you will be happy the rest of the day. When I ask you, sister, why you are happy? Did you earn money? Your husband is very happy with you? Your kids succeed in the exam? You tell me, no, sister Mona, because I wake up for Fajr prayer. My goal is the paradise. You see, my highest priority in this test is to succeed. Success equals paradise. I am happy when I am obeying Allah. I am not happy when I am disobeying Allah. It is not related to the materialistic worldly life at all. Sister, this is the reality of the true believer in the oneness of Allah. This is the reality of the belief of the Day of Judgment. And so long you don't feel that this is the reality of the most of the human beings, I always believe that most of the Muslims, in reality, they don't believe in the Day of Judgment. So long you have the worldly life as your goal, still you have a problem with the belief in the Day of Judgment. Okay? Regarding the benefits of the belief in the Day of Judgment, is to abstain from the bad deeds and sinful acts because you fear Allah's punishment in the hell fire. If I believe that there is a hell fire, which you will learn about it inshallah in the next series of classes in details, when you will learn about it, you will fear it a lot. So you will fear the punishment. So when someone will come and tell me, don't fast today, that day of Ramadan, because we are the day is so long, I tell her, no, sister. If the day is so long, we are still in the worldly life, the day in the hellfire will be more longer and more severe. I will fast so long I am in the worldly life because I believe in the punishment of Allah in the hellfire. I can't disobey Allah. I fear the punishment. This is very important for the spirit, to motivate the spirit to obey Allah and to be away from the disobedience. Also, believing in the day of resurrection will help you to accept the decree of Allah. How? It will help you to accept the decree of Allah because Allah mentioned in Surah number 39, verse number 10, that let us recite this verse. It will help you, sisters, to believe, to accept the decree of Allah. Surah number 39. Verse number 10. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, it is the last two sentences. Innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. The last two sentences from the English translation. And only those who are patient shall receive their reward in full without reckoning. So, I must be patient. Why? Because I believe in the Day of Judgment. Because I believe that if I am patient and accepting the decree of Allah, which I don't like, I will be rewarded highly on the Day of Resurrection. And I am a believer in the Day of Resurrection. I am a believer in the Day of Judgment. And if I try to compare, okay, try to compare the sadness in the worldly life regarding the decree of Allah with the reward of being patient regarding that decree of Allah, the reward is you cannot compare it. You cannot compare the reward of Allah on the Day of Judgment with the sadness regarding what you don't like in this worldly life. So if you are a true believer in the Day of Resurrection, you will be always accepting the decree of Allah very simply. And when you tell me, Sister Mona, why it is so simple for you, I tell you because I don't focus on the sadness. I focus on the reward. Why? Because I am a believer in the Day of Resurrection. Because I am a believer that this life is a short, worldly, materialistic test, but the real life for the believer is the hereafter, the eternal life in the paradise. This is, inshallah, very simple for me. And the more you accept the decree of Allah, the more Allah will shower you with His mercy and make it easy for you. So the more you believe in reality in the Day of Resurrection, you will accept the decree of Allah. This is a worldly test. Everyone is facing problems. Everyone is having trials and hardships. So why I will not be patient? Why I will not look for the reward? Why I will not get the benefit of every minute of the trial? I will get the benefit by being patient, accepting, getting more closer to Allah, calling on Him day and night, making my relation with Him more better. This means that I got all the benefit of the trial in this worldly life and in the hereafter. We call on Allah the Almighty, Allah Al-Ba'ith, Al-Muhsi, Al-Mubdi', Al-Mu'id, Al-Muhyi, Al-Mumit, to make us from those whom they believe in reality in the Day of Resurrection, and inshallah to have the paradise as our final destination for us, for Liz, and for every Muslim, inshallah, and every human beings. May Allah guide all the human beings to Islam and to believe in His oneness and make the paradise their final destination. And let us make that. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause Your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause Your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, Controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in Your religion and keep it contented with Your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom You have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom You have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to Your care with those whom You have taken to Your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek Your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek Your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek Your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask You for success on the Day of Judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in You from a decline in Your favor, from a change in Your protection, from Your sudden punishment and all Your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet You. O Allah, our Lord, we ask Your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask You to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask You to increase Your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. And actually, sisters, from the depths of my heart, I am recording this. Today You give me a glad tiding, and You motivated me that still there are sisters whom they are looking to learn the Book of Allah, to become close to Allah, to learn about the Day of Judgment. I am very thankful to every one of you that you supported my trust that there are still Muslims whom they know the truth, whom they know the right path, whom they want to follow the rules of Allah. May Allah guide you more and more and make it easy for you to obey Allah, inshallah, all the time. And may Allah collect all of us in the paradise. Ameen. See you, inshallah, next week.